Davey D, Hard Knock Radio, hanging out with you this afternoon. Sitting in front of me is my man, Tony Coleman. You know Tony, longtime activist here, originally from San Francisco, but now over in Oakland, making things happen with his Bikes for Life shop and his cafe, which has been, you know, a hub for a lot of folks. And, you know, welcome to the show, Tony.
Right on, man.
What's been happening over in West Oakland? A lot of changes going on, and I know you all have been fighting the good fight on to stay alive and to stay relevant there. But what does the terrain look like in the age of gentrification?
Man, interesting, man. I mean, it's, without a doubt, it's heavily gentrified right now, right here in the Lower Bottoms across from the West Oakland Bar Station is the Lower Bottom neighborhood. It's been neglected for many, many years. I've been there like 20 years now, and I've seen a lot of, you know, I've seen a lot of just changes. I mean, a lot of even just like former crack houses are going for $1 million now. I mean, unbelievable. I mean, last year they was at $950, so it's not no surprise that now three of them just got sold for $1 million. So that's where we're talking about, $1 million homes right here in a working class neighborhood.
Who's buying them?
Well, you know, typically it's, you know, more affluent white folks, out from San Francisco, you know, that push from lack of housing in San Francisco or affordable housing or whatever is pushing a lot of folks out towards Oakland, and West Oakland being the first stop and central to the Bay Area to go in all directions is prime target.
How has that impacted you and your business and the work that you all have been doing? You work with a lot of youth. Obviously, you have your bicycle thing, and now we're at a point where there's bicycle lanes everywhere. Have you been able to take advantage of, you know, that move?
Yeah, well, it's interesting because we also working with the city and Transform to get folks involved with helping to develop some of these bike lanes. So we've been a part of that work. But yes, definitely the conversation is being controversial because who are you building them for has been kind of like the question. And so it's been an interesting conversation as you're trying to bring more and more people into the loop about to participate on where these lanes should be. And that's kind of like been the conversation. So
what's been the answer to that?
Well, you know, it's no surprise that folks are being pushed out, and a lot of stuff is being redeveloped and is made to look shiny and pretty, and it's not typically as it's going across the country for the folks that have were there already. And so that's no different than West Oakland. And right now, I mean, it's hitting real hard. At first, you know, 10 years ago, you know what I'm saying, the bike shop, you know, we was kind of like in a position where we was getting both because, like, we got a lot of new money for, you know, with bikes and selling, you know, accessories and different things like that. So we was kind of, you know, it was kind of like an interesting thing. But now it's just the push. Like, we not, even the folks that's there, myself included, we not against, you know, change and development and all like that. We just not at the expense of just pushing a lot of us out due to economics. And being that's a messed up feeling, man. That's cold. You know what I mean? And even a lot of these folks, you know, when they first come, that first wave always be kind of like the, you know, more progressive or more left leaning folks. But, you know, we're like on that third wave, like how you hit the mission. You know, when that third wave hit, they'd be like, you guys are still here? Like, you know, kind of like an arrogant, kind of entitled, kind of like feeling, you know what I'm saying? They're not trying to, like, really socialize or have that kind of, you know, get involved with the community type thing. They trying to come and take over attitude or, like, you know, or, like, looking at people of color as the bad part.
Yeah, the inconvenient folks that are still here.
That's right. And so we've been here on 7th Street, historical 7th Street that used to be dubbed also like along with Fillmore as the Harlem of the West. They had a lot of clubs and jazz and a lot of black middle class after the white flight. And so it's been neglected. And now, you know, now they want this now. They're coming back for this. And now they're pushing out folks. And so we've been here on this corner with Bikes for Life on 7th and Peralta, 1600 block of 7th Street. And the owners were going through a divorce. So we've been hit now because now after 2 years of neglecting, leaving us kind of like to fend for ourselves, now we've been bamboozled because the owner, I guess they split the property, and now the one that won the property, the husband, has come back in the mix immediately trying to get cash from us and coming every day getting cash while the whole time he was going to court behind the scenes saying that we were served. And by this time it's been in the later stages of an eviction. And so we got a stay of execution, but it was, I mean, that's cold right there, you know what I mean? Because here we are, we've been developing this property, you know what I mean, keeping it going before when...
But nobody wanted to even come there.
Nah, and then the next door spaces, like the cafe and everything, was like people were breaking in every day, and then like a lot of transient. It was like, it was really, like we kept it going, you know. So if anything, we kept, you know what I'm saying, you should be thanking us, you know, that you can come back in the mix. And then now to take our money and at the same time be putting in an eviction, that's kind of messed up, you know what I mean? So we got a stay of execution. We fighting it now. We having a mass meeting tomorrow at 1612 7th Street at Revolution Cafe. We need everybody to come. We got a good game plan. We got a good strategy right now. We just need people. You know, we need everybody to be involved. And we kind of like being, you know, our capacity has been dealing with a lot of multiple things, so it's kind of low bit. So we need more folks to come out and let's get this won, because it could be a good fight. It could be a good win for the movement in general, because it's never just been about us. It's been about the movement in general. How do we address this issue of displacement? How do we address this? And we want to be that part that helps bridge all the different housing organizations, all the different activists and different folks that may be working on these things, bring them all together.
Let me ask you this. You know, you've done work with the city. They know, obviously, because you don't bite your tongue about gentrification and the impact that it has on, you know, the folks you work with in the community that you live in. What are their resources and what are they capable of doing when situations like this arise? You know, are there legal things that they can do? Do they make phone calls? And are they able to say, hey, man, you know, don't make this move because we did A, B, and C, and D for you? Or is it just really, you know, if they got the money and they own the land, they can do what they want, whether you in city government or not? What's the real deal there?
Well, that's the thing. That's why we coming together tomorrow at 6 o'clock at 1612 7th Street, because the people have the power when we come together. So it may be things that may seem like that's not there that will appear once we get involved and once we demand what we want. And that's what we're going to do, because the no matter what they think or what they have or what they have on a piece of paper or what they a title they have from the bank, the people that's there, that's from there, is their land, is their property, their hometown. Everybody has a hometown, and we have a right to be able to stay in our hometown.
7th Street is a historical district. Has that been deemed historic district, which means
yes,
that it has certain types of provisions that prevent you from just rolling up and just changing the situation?
That's right. It's a historical landmark where we're at. I had to go through a whole lot just to do some development on our bike shop and, you know, to get a corner door. But I found the old footage where it was a corner door once before. And so then the Historical Society had to allow us to do it. But, yes, from every nail to every, you know, screw, the Historical Society, when it's dubbed a historical landmark, it goes through these kind of like bureaucratic things. You know, some good, some not so good. But, you know, yes.
Does the historical makeup come into play? Does the Historical Society look and go, well, who actually are, you know, owning or working these properties? If it doesn't look like the history from the past, in this case, we're talking about the Harlem of the West, Black Harlem of the West, does that become a problem or a concern for the Historical Society?
Yeah, that's right, because, I mean, that's why we're meeting tomorrow at 6 o'clock at 1612 7th Street at Revolution Cafe, because a lot of these different angles, it'd be a multifaceted campaign. It's always going to be a multifaceted thing, and a lot of these different things we're learning about as we go along, even about land trust. I mean, that's been a conversation now that folks are talking about doing, and that's happening in San Francisco, where land trust, and we're being educated on that, where folks...
What is a land trust?
Yeah, land trust is where... like a nonprofit or someone buys the building, and then the people, the residents of the building, they become owners, and instead of paying rent, they're paying like mortgage, and it's like for 100 years, so they're more like, it'd be a reasonable amount where they can afford. But then they're no longer just tenants, they're actual owners, part owner of the building. So yeah, land trust is a good thing, and it's starting to be popular now, and we want to push that as well.
Do you find that people are willing to just sell? And is there a price tag that one can just go, you know what, $2 million, here you go, it's yours, and let's keep it moving?
Most definitely, because you know, you have families that's been around, it's like third or fourth generations, and now as they're like the families are, you know, as multiple owners, they would rather just, you know, cash out so they could get their piece. You know what I mean? And so that's what we're seeing. It's like you know, if it be like multi siblings, this that their parents had left them the house, they want to cash out while they're getting whatever they want for it, and so that they get split up the cash. And that's what's happening, instead of seeing themselves just keep the property in the family and keep it here in the neighborhood.
So, Tony, Tony Coleman here from Bikes for Life. We appreciate you taking time out again. Today is Tuesday. Tomorrow will be Wednesday. What time and where at, and what are you asking people to do?
Man, 6 o'clock tomorrow, Revolution Cafe, 1612 7th Street, across from the West Oakland Bar Station. We need everybody who cares about this issue. I mean, all the barbecue, Becky, for all the folks that care about this issue, we making a stand. This is a stand right now. I mean, we want Kat running for mayor. We want her to be our next mayor. We want all the folks to care about Oakland that's from here, people of color, and all the folks who care about equality and just keeping the culture the same, because that's what we want. We want to keep this culture, because you take away the people, you take away the culture. And we're meeting tomorrow at 6 o'clock because we're demanding that we're going to fight to the very end. We're not just going to lay down and allow them to take one more spot. This was the last visible spot in West Oakland that we had where we could share our culture and where we can come together. We can't let them just take it, and nobody don't do nothing from the hood, and nobody don't do nothing from the community.
So there you have it. Tomorrow, 6 o'clock, 7th in Peralta, Bikes for Life, Revolution Cafe. Also, one other thing, Tony, what's your number? What's the phone number if people want to get more information?
510-444-7746. That's 510-444-SPIN.
There you go. Once again, the number?
510-444-7746. 510-444-SPIN.
There you have it. We're going to take a break.